SBS is Australia's most trusted multilingual broadcaster. Our listeners are loyal, highly engaged, and have supported countless local businesses. We offer advertising packages for businesses of all sizes. Our experienced sales team will guide you through the process of owning a great campaign. Bring your own ad or have our production team make you something in one of our 68 languages. Start the conversation with your new audience today. Email sales@sbs.com.au.
You're listening to SBS News.
A dark red landscape blanketed in thick smoke as crews battled to contain the fires. The scenes from the 2019-2020 Black Summer bushfires will never be forgotten by those who survived its ferocious impact. Blue Mountains resident Jochen Spencer vividly remembers when the fires came to his community.
I was in Brambing with other people here when the backburn came through, and yeah, we had sheltered for our lives. It was quite a very traumatic experience, and I think that sort of spurred on a lot of campaigns to sort of bring more awareness to the issue of the backburns.
In total, the bushfire season lasted 8 months, spanning across the Australian continent and claiming the lives of 34 people. 25 of them, including 7 firefighters, were killed in New South Wales. 4 years after the fires were finally extinguished, the state coroner has released a 700-page report. Coroner Teresa O'Sullivan told the court, "The scale of the loss is difficult to truly comprehend." She said it was the largest recorded area of land burnt by bushfires in the state's history, with a devastating impact upon First Nations peoples. The report's 28 recommendations were directed to the Rural Fire Service, New South Wales Police and electricity provider Essential Energy. They include the need for better training, better guidelines for aerial firefighting units, improvements to communication systems and early warning and alert systems. The coroner also told the court more work is needed in light of the ongoing and intensifying climate risks. The need to adapt to climate change cannot be understated. These findings and recommendations mark the end of an inquiry spanning 78 days over 2 years, which gathered 44,500 pages of evidence. But some impacted community members, like Blue Mountains resident Corinne Sheaves, say they still want answers.
This inquiry was definitely a missed opportunity. It is devastating to see that these recommendations don't address the needs of communities to be better prepared for our changing climate.
A group of residents from the Blue Mountains gathered to listen to the coroner's findings in Sydney. Jochen Spencer was one of those who left the courtroom feeling disappointed, saying he felt ignored.
Not having residents that were so traumatised and had issues with how this not just happened with the fire, but this entire recovery process and the issues that they've been dealing with, not having their voice heard at, what is essentially a coronial inquiry. There's meant to be therapeutic justice here. There's meant to be some resolution. And I don't think we feel that has actually occurred at all.
Their demands included more localised control of emergency responses and a quicker process to investigate bushfire disasters. Bill Shields from the independent bushfire group welcomed the report's findings, but says the scale of the investigation meant it was impossible to address all the issues.
But we believe that the answers are there, and there's an Inspector General of Emergency Services in Victoria, there's one in Queensland, And Fraser Island fire, there was a report out in 8 months, warts and all. And in South Australia, they employed a consultant for the Kangaroo Island fire, and there was a report out in 9 months, warts and all. And that's all we're after.
The group says their calls for accountability have been left unanswered. The coroner says the point of this inquiry was not to assign blame, and she acknowledged the ongoing trauma felt by affected communities. Tysock Husey, SBS News.
Why do people want to be at work? To feel heard, appreciated, part of something, and to know there's a career path for everyone.
Inclusive workplaces are linked to increased innovation, productivity, and employee satisfaction. Make your organisation a place where people want to be. For inclusion and diversity training, visit inclusion-program.com.au.